Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Congress is about to pass a bill that blows away your taxpayer money, but they made it over 1,500 pages long so you wouldn't read it. I did you a favor. I read it for you.
It's supposed to be about keeping government operations open and providing disaster relief aid to hurricane victims, which I'm sympathetic to. But if you read the bill carefully, it contains pay raises for members of Congress, and I'm not making this up, an expansion of their federal health benefits. It contains all kinds of special interests and pork funding, including opening up a new stadium in Washington, D.C. It renews the Global Engagement Center, which is a key node of the censorship industrial complex. And the worst part is, they didn't want you to know about any of it, and that's why they made this a last-minute jam job. The reason I'm co-heading DOGE is I think we need outsiders to bring actual accountability to Washington, D.C. So feel free to call your congressman and let them know how you feel about it.
All right, we've got former Senator Jim Talat on the phone with us this morning. Jim, here we find ourselves on the verge of holiday break for Congress, and everybody wants to get out of town, and it looks like Donald Trump and Elon Musk are saying, well, hey, wait a minute. What are we trying to do here? What do you think about this bill that they're calling a CR?
Well, it's clearly not going to pass. It's a wake-up call, I think, for everybody. I mean, first of all, leadership's going to have to be more transparent going forward. They're going to have to err on the side of it. And talking about, I mean, including about tactics, and why they're managing things the way they're managing things. President and his people, if they want things like a debt limit increase on a CR, they're going to have to get in early and let people know that they want that early. And everybody's going to have to understand that when you got a two-vote majority in the House, either you're going to get you have to get Democratic votes, or you have to get 100%. Not 99%, 100% of the Republicans, which means the bills, nobody's going to get everything they want, and everybody's going to have something in it they don't like. And so we need transparent discussions on a timely basis so that those of us in the hinterland understand what's going on and understand the compromises that are made. So there's a bunch of errors on the part of a bunch of people here. They can fix this. But when they get to the real agenda next year, they're going to have to do it right.
No, I agree. But, isn't it obvious? I mean, no, Chuck Schumer still controls the strings on the Senate side. He's got a lot of negotiating power for that reason. It's pretty obvious to me there are things stuck in here that Mike Johnson didn't like. I'm just shocked that he thought he had to put up with it. What am I missing?
And see, that's the problem. See, he hasn't explained why he's putting up with it. Now, what I suspect, it would be nice to know, is that he didn't think he could pass a CR just with Republican votes. I mean, what has he got? He's got like a 2 or 3 vote majority as it is now, a 4 or 5 vote majority, something like that. And he needed the Democrats. And so, yeah, this is the kind of bill you're going to get. Look, the Democrats spent $4 trillion in the last 4 years. They're going to spend a lot of money on this stuff. There are also things in there that Republican constituencies wanted. The farmers are hurting badly. You know, years of bad commodity prices, disasters, et cetera. So I'm not justifying it, Mark. What I'm saying is what the clips you had on are correct. The worst of what Vivek said is right. The worst thing about this is that nobody knew about it until, like, the day before they were supposed to vote for it. They're not going to be able to do business that way going forward. They're not. And, that means getting out on new shows and podcasts and telling people, you know, why you're managing the Congress the way you're managing it.
It's funny because we were talking to Congressman Eric Burleson this morning just before 6:30, and he was talking about the impact that this would have if there were to be a government shutdown. He said 85% of people won't even notice the thing, and the other 15%, heck, they actually like this because essentially it means they get to go home. They have a vacation. They're with their family over the holidays. And then when they come back, they get back pay.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think the course ahead here is to pass a clean CR, even if it's very short term. Okay, send that over to the Senate. And then if the Democrats won't pass that, then they're the reason the government shut down. You're right. Number one, it won't cause that much danger or that many problems. I mean, it just looks bad. The public doesn't like it. I mean, let's not delude ourselves into thinking that voters think it's a good thing when the government shuts down, because the people in the middle spectrum don't. But if the House has passed a clean CR, even for 30 days or 60 days, and the Democrats won't pass it in the Senate, then they can explain why the government shut down, right? And that, I think, is probably the best solution going forward.
It's true. The Republicans always seem to lose that argument, but to me, this is all the stars lining up. There's not an election coming up. There's a new administration coming in with control of both houses of Congress and the White House. The Republicans, any political damage that might result from a 2-week government shutdown will be long forgotten by the next election cycle, correct? Which would be November at the earliest.
This is a wake-up call, and it's in plenty of time if we're talking about the politics of it. Yeah. But see, the question I've got, and I haven't heard anybody ask Johnson or Scalise this, do they have the votes to pass a clean CR?
Yes.
Okay. If they don't, if they bring it up and it fails, okay, then it looks like they can't run the House, which, of course, is true, right? So I suspect that Johnson wanted to clear the decks so they could take on the priorities for next year. And he's right to want to do that. I mean, it's the tax bill, energy reduction, border security, okay? Those are the three priorities. Johnson wants to clear everything else out of the way. So does the president. That's why he asked him for a debt limit increase. And then we moved to the priorities, and he probably felt like, you know, if I do a deal with the Democrats, and I have no inside information, so if I'm misspeaking, he probably felt, I'll do a deal with the Democrats. There's going to be a lot of stuff in it. It's not good. But we'll pass it. We'll deal with it next year. And we'll get on to the priorities. But obviously, he wasn't transparent enough, and he jumped, and particularly with a pay raise. You can't put a pay raise in like this.
No.
Well, and quite a few people, Republicans, have been frustrated with Mike Johnson, feeling like he's worked too closely with the Democrats and compromised on many things. Is this ultimately the straw that breaks the camel's back and could cost him his job as Speaker?
Well, I hope not, because I think he's done a pretty good job. I really do. And I'm going to tell you, these issues are going to keep coming up. That's what I said before, Kim. I mean, nobody's going to get everything they want. Everybody's going to have to accept something they don't want. And that doesn't matter whether it's Johnson or Scalise or Jim Jordan or Tom Massey or whoever's running the place. It's the result of the fact that you got a two-vote majority. If they had 240, I'll give you an example. The tax bill, which absolutely crucial. They're going to have to raise the cap on the SALT deduction. That's the deduction for state and local taxes.
Yep.
I wouldn't like that. I don't think that cap hurts people in Missouri very much. But the Northeasterners are not going to vote for it, the Northeastern Republicans, unless they get some SALT relief. I mentioned the farmers before. I mean, you know, if you're representing a farm community where they're starting to sell, having to auction off family farms because the farm economy has been so bad for several years, you've got to have some relief. I mean, this is the way it is. So, but again, they needed to get out front on this stuff. They needed to be talking about it. They need to explain to Vivek and Ilan, you know, the realities of this kind of thing. And so I think this is actually could end up being very healthy because it's a wake-up call for everybody. The president's going to have to be more engaged. This is in his first term. My sense of it was that Trump was not as personally engaged in congressional matters. I know you got to go. I think that may have to change in the first 6-8 months.
Good point. Jim Talent, listen, Merry Christmas to you and Brenda and the family.
Hey, same to you guys.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Jim Talent, former Missouri senator, good to get his take. He's been there in the House and the Senate side with what's going on up in the swamp.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making T-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.